Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, over 160,000 farmers registered with the Agricultural Business Information System, ABIS. And later, our proverb of the day, I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there when you just cut me off, so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. I'm call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there's no resolution, call the commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend with phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
There are currently 167,278 farmers across Jamaica registered with the Agricultural Business Information System, ABIS. ABIS is geared towards tackling predial larceny while providing farmers with a host of other benefits. Chief Executive Officer at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Lenworth Fulton, says RADA has embarked in an effort to intensify the fight against predial larceny and protect the nation's farmers.
It has now become necessary to have all farmers registered in the ABIS system that we have in RADA, which is a major enabler to fight the predial larceny scourge.
Farmer registration started in the late 1990s through ABIS, which was created to provide information to stakeholders in agriculture, farmers, buyers, input suppliers, and the government. Mr. Fulton explains the many ways farmers can benefit from registering with ABIS.
The purpose is to benefit the farmers in many ways. One, allow them to access the benefit that government provide for them. Two, to access marketing systems and marketing information from buyers. To access information on chemicals and other agricultural inputs. And to assist us in delivering to them benefits in terms of disaster.
There are also additional benefits to gain when farmers have an identification card.
ID also will enable that farmer to transport agricultural goods from one point of Jamaica to the next, because upon contact with the police searching for agricultural thieves or predial larceny, this ID will tell the police the information about this farmer as to the farmer's location, the crops they grow.
The RADA CEO adds that identification cards will help farmers acquire assistance in cases of natural disasters. Registration assists farmers to access import duty concession and qualifies them to access the agricultural produce receipt books.
It is necessary for them to access receipts book, which is also one of the necessary features of the fight against predial larceny. And it assists the extension staff to know exactly what this farmer has and how to guide them and protect them and to educate them in moving forward, with the sole aim of enabling the country to fulfill its food security mandate.
To get an identification card, farmers are required to pay a nominal fee of $350, which is rarely used to offset the production cost. However, registration is free.
It lasts for 5 years, so all we're charging the farmers is $70 per year for this document that will access all the benefits.
Chief Executive Officer at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Lenworth Fulton. The proverb for this morning is "Cap no fit yo, no take it up." Translation: if a hat doesn't fit, don't take it up. This means do not get involved in matters that are not of concern to you. That's where we wrap up this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. We're the studio engineer Joel Samuels, and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.